This podcast is in no way affiliated with the upcoming production or Deborah Harkness. All views expressed are solely our own.
It begins with absence and desire. It begins with blood and fear. It begins with the discovery of witches.
Welcome to episode 28 of the All Souls Podcast. I'm Ginger.
And I'm Summer.
She's still Summer. And it is actually technically still Summer. It's still Summer.
It is. It is for a little bit longer.
A little longer.
I mean, I don't know. There is a date. I can't say there's not a date when it ends, but some years it feels like that date is misguided. But right now, yesterday it was like triple digits here where we live. And today it was a little nicer. But that being said,
unless it changes, like last year was the first year on purpose. I told myself I'm going to remember what it feels like or how long it takes for it to feel like fall weather wise, not necessarily like TV wise or 99 cent store or Target wise. I was about to say, I'm not kidding you, Summer, because Summer's like, yeah, I lived it through it too. It was legit. Nearly the end of October until it got somewhat cool or wasn't ass hot.
Let's be honest. I was named Summer and I was born in the middle of September. So, and while they were a little deeper south in California and in the desert when it happened, we could still say that in California in September, it is definitely still summer weather in the middle of the month. So, October works.
Okay, so why are we have not forgotten about y'all. I promise. We promise. We are gonna come back soon and continue our episode discussions of Discovery of Witches.
But this is the story that I want to tell today because I am sure that most people experience this kind of with me. Because we are on the west coast of the United States, which means we are generally the last to know. Because most of the time we're asleep when stuff hits. However, today I woke up to a news article that named a couple of key actors in casting news. And then for the next hour, there was a nonstop deluge of more articles with more actors. I have never seen this level of casting news released in one day.
For any show.
For any show that I can actively remember. Like, it was to the point that I was like, is it bad that I don't care anymore? Like, there were so many. I mean, and then we got our first real, honest to God, crossover casting from our two podcasts, which...
Oh, Lord.
I'm not saying I'm surprised. I mean, I am surprised because there are more actors in the UK than like our cast in one
Outlander.
Show. Right. Than our cast in Outlander. But I felt like it was only a matter of time until it happened. And when it happened, there were a lot of things that fell into place that started to make sense. Because for all of my Outlander fan people, there was a notice a few weeks ago, like I saw somebody post online that they were like, I'm going to be in Scotland, blah, 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 at this point in time. But I just got notified that Lallybroch, which is Mid-Hope, is going to be closed between here and here. So I can't go to Lallybroch. And a lot of people, and they were like, I'm really upset. And we're like, you can't go in. It's not a big deal. You can just see the outside, which isn't to say that that's not fun and important and a good picture opportunity. However, it's not like one of the other locations you can actually go in and walk around. And we let that go. And then a few moments later, or however long later it was, somebody posted that was like, well, they canceled the shooting schedule at Lallybroch.
So just to clarify, Mid-Hope was closed because of filming.
Correct. And then they said, cancel that. An actor had a beard. And because of this beard, they couldn't film. Because the beard was for a separate production and he could not shave it. So we knew from that statement, it was not a female.
Yeah.
And that the character in Outlander did not have a beard. So I saw a lot of people mentioning that they thought it might be Stephen Cree, who plays older Ian in Outlander and has for the last, what, 4 years?
Four seasons.
Yeah. Four seasons. So, I mean, there was a lot of talk and everyone was like, I think it was this. And I was like, cool. That makes sense. He has a beard. He hasn't shaved it. I don't know what he's doing right now. However, it must be something that requires a beard. So when they announced today that Stephen Cree, who plays Ian on Outlander, has been cast as Galloglass, my legitimately my favorite character in Outlander. When they announced him today.
In Outlander?
That's what I said.
In Outlander.
Oh, God damn it. Okay, Galloglass is my favorite character.
I'm going to leave that in, girl.
I know you will. Galloglass is my favorite character in All Souls. Sorry. There's a lot going on in my head right now. So when they announced that he was cast as Galloglass, and then I looked back at the pictures of him with him growing his beard at the few fan conventions he's been going to recently, I was like, this all makes sense. This is what Beardgate was about. This beard was why they canceled filming at Lollybrock. And it all kind of made sense to me. And I am 100% on board for this because I feel like we haven't seen enough of Stephen Cree. I feel like the way that they have portrayed him as Ian, and I love Ian, like older Ian in the series, he's never really available, right? So he's not an available character. So it's like, no one ever like pines over Ian, and he shows up with like,
he's not your romantic lead.
No. And he shows up with a peg leg and he's got all these other things going on. So, I mean, it's like, he's not your go-to male ingenue character. So I am super excited to see what Stephen Cree can bring to Galloglass. And I'm looking forward to having inappropriate thoughts about him for the foreseeable future. And that being said, I really hope that Deborah can finish her Galloglass book, which I don't know if she's even currently working on because she has so many puppies in the race right now. Mm-hmm. But I want her to finish it so that Stephen Cree is still young enough because I feel like he's going to ingratiate himself to me as Galloglass, that I want him to be young enough to be able to portray the rest of it. And the book's not even out yet.
So the only thing we can say is the thing about Mid-Hope is absolutely true. The thing about the beard is absolutely true. And the thing about Stephen Cree is cast as Galloglass is absolutely true. We are connecting dots that seem to have a good reason to be connected, but we haven't heard from Stars or Bad Wolf.
No, but it was super weird today. Did you see what happened on Twitter today?
Who spoke about it?
Matt.
Who's not a fan?
Matt B. Roberts.
Matt who?
Posted about it.
Oh,
he said something like, congrats on the casting job, you know, you're going to do great, which made me feel like, is he just done then? Is he done with Outlander or are they going to still try to fit him in? So I don't know how that's going to work out. I'm not excited, but I'm interested to see how that pans out. But if I was offered Galloglass, I would be like, sorry, guys, Ian's old and no one cares about him anymore. We'll be sad when he, but before then, you know, he's in Lollybrock.
Hey, that's coming out.
It doesn't have to. This is the All Souls podcast.
Yeah, but we don't typically talk about other shows or whatever, let alone spoil them.
What book does he
seven.
God damn it. Okay, fine. That's too far away.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, so that was the purpose, as I think I said at the beginning of this, was to, as quickly as we could. Oh, sorry, cat. As quickly as we could get something out in a for us timely, actually for anyone tonight, timely manner, to get out this quick thoughts, quick reaction to all of these so many castings. And my first thought, I have no reason to have any negative thoughts, but my first thought when I read that it was Stephen Cree. When I first saw Stephen Cree, I just thought, oh, Stephen Cree. Holy smacks. He's going to be in the show. I didn't see, like, because it was all the writing, right?
Wait,
I didn't
who?
See what he was cast as.
Good Lord, lady.
No, because I saw the post where he was with the Joseph. No, not Joseph. The guy who's playing Philippe.
Shh, don't say it. That's coming up.
Okay, so the guy who's playing Philippe, that was announced, I think, by on Twitter. Twitter's where I saw it. Sky One. So Sky One, a lot of people did a lot of tweets, as Summer said. But the first time I saw it, it was his picture with the guy who was cast as Philippe. So there was like a good chunk of text. It just it wasn't like welcome Steve Cree as Gala Glass, yeah. Welcome so and so as Philippe. It was a chunk of text, and I was like, who is he? And when I saw it, I was like, oh.
So here was my experience. It was a Sky One article that had the picture of Teresa and Matthew Good walking in their Elizabethan clothes. And then underneath, it stated who was cast as, I believe it was Gala Glass, Philippe. I think it was one of the witches. It was just three in the first article. And then within the next hour, they were being like pooped out of a chute into the internet. Like it was just like a constant slew of like, here's two more. Here's two more. Here's three more. And here's another one. Did you get this one? Hey, here's another person cast. Like it was like the most ridiculous amount of casting that I've ever seen in my life. I mean, kudos. I mean, I'm glad to have all the things, but there were so many characters that honestly, I have to go back and read that book to remember who all these people are. And some of the things were very helpful when they were like, so-and-so was cast as such-and-such, who was a water witch. And so-and-so was cast as such-and-such, who was a blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, there were some contextual clues in the article, but a lot of the things were just names. And I don't have answers to who all the people are past, you know, the ones that are super memorable. Personally, but it was insane. It was really insane for like the first 3 hours I was awake this morning. So the first casting announcement that I will give you is based upon, okay, so I pulled the article. There was an article from Sky One after the original one that literally lists everybody. So I'm going to go in the order from that article. So the first one I'm going to mention is Barbara Martin was cast as Queen Elizabeth. And Barbara Martin is known for most recently, she's done a lot of obviously British shows. They listed her as being from Casualty in the article, but she's also done Sanctuary, Making Noise Quietly, Mrs. Wilson, which was a TV miniseries. She played Gertrude in Hamlet in 2015. The Mill was a TV series. So there's a lot of things to watch. To catch up on if you want to get a flavor for her before the season starts, whenever it starts, I'm assuming, and I'm hoping it's next year because I just don't have any more bandwidth this year for more. But she's got a very long list, which is to be expected for someone who is playing Queen Elizabeth at this point in her life to have a very long career. So she does have, if you go to IMDb, there are things rated, not rated, but that age back to 1985, which, I mean, I'm older than that. However, to be active as an actor that long is impressive. The next casting we got was for the character of Benjamin Fuchs.
Oh my gosh.
Right? Bad, bad Benjamin Fuchs was cast as Jacob Ifans, I-F-A-N. I'm not a pronouncer of that. He has a shorter IMDb collection. So he's been in 2019, which he was in I'll Find You, which I assume is a movie. He was in a short called The Power of One Coin. He's been in three TV series entitled Bang, Hinterland, and Cuffs. So for your withdrawals, feel free to look any of those up to get ready to see how bad he can be as Benjamin Fuchs. Next on the list, we have Holly Aird, spelled A-I-R-D, who was cast as Francois, who I feel like we didn't get to know until Time's Convert came out. So I feel like we got introduced to her in the first trilogy, but nobody cared about her really until Time's Convert. Like nobody really invested in her until Time's Convert. And she is a character to like a force to be reckoned with. And her IMDb goes back all the way to 1980. So there's a lot of things to watch on that. They stated that her most recent, well, that would be wrong, but they said they have her most recent, or the thing they have her as most well known for is The Walking Dead. But I don't have her as being in The Walking Dead since 2005. But she played Dr. Frankie Wharton on The Walking Dead from 2000 until 2005. More recently, she's been in a TV miniseries called Torn. She's been in a TV miniseries called The Promise, a TV miniseries called Identity. She's done a lot of TV series and miniseries. And most recently, she was seen in Grantchester, season three, episode three, the character's name was Alice Dunn. So if you want to catch up on her, those are the ways to do that. Our next casting, like y'all, there's a lot. So sit tight. It's going to be a lot. Our next casting was the actor named Michael Lindell, who is cast as Sir Walter Raleigh. He is listed as his, I guess, most famous, which is, I assume, how they list them, as being part of a TV series called Deep State, where he played Colonel Franklin. And that was 2018. Before that, he's been in many TV series in, I assume, the UK, like The Transporter, The Doctors, Casualty, The Interceptor, Harry Price, Ghost Hunter, Guilt, Genius, Roadside Picnic, and Dream On, which has been completed but not released. Like, this is going to be long, guys. Get comfortable. All right, so the next person cast, our next casting was for Henry Percy, and the casting was Adam Schuyler.
I think it's Adam Sklar.
Sure, I don't care. However you want to pronounce it. I don't know how it's pronounced. Sure, okay. So most recently, and his main credit was a video game entitled Faceless. So unless you are a video game aficionado, you're just going to have to wait until the series comes out to enjoy his particular brand of acting skills. Next, we have Joshua Pickering, who is cast as Jack Blackfriars. And Jack Blackfriars in this book is a child. So there is nothing prior to this to get yourself up to date on. So that was Joshua Pickering as Jack Blackfire Friars. We have Elaine Cassidy, who is cast as Louisa de Clermont, who most people are very familiar with as the crazy blood-lusted sister. Is it bloodlust?
Blood rage?
Thank you. Blood rage sister of Matthew. She's listed as her quote-unquote, I assume the things they're mentioning are the things they're most famous for. So she is listed as being a cast member of Harper's Island. Harper's Island, she played Abby Mills in 2009 for 13 episodes. But past that, she's been in The Paradise. She's been in Acceptable Risk, No Offense, and Dark Towers. So, and that's currently filming. So lots of things to check her out for. We also got a casting for Victoria Yates, who is known for appearing on Call the Midwife. She will be playing Elizabeth Jackson, who is a water witch. She played Sister Winifred from 2014 to 2019 in Call the Midwife. And before that, she's had a lot of one-offs, some recurring characters in a couple of other shows, but her big claim to fame would be called The Midwife. Our next casting was William Cecil is the character, and Adrian Rollins was cast. He is listed as his most, I don't know how they decide which one to choose, but they chose Chernobyl as his, here's the thing he was in, but he's also been in Girlfriends, which is a TV series. He played Dave in that in 2018. He was in Innocent, a TV miniseries. He's been in The White Princess. He played John de la Poole Sr. in 6 episodes. He was in Dickensian, where he played Edward Barbary, which was a TV series from 2015 and 2016. Lots of things to watch for this dude. He goes all the way back to, sorry, I'm scrolling a lot. He goes all the way back to 1980 on his IMDb. So there's plenty of things for you to watch to get ready to see him in action as William Cecil. So our next casting would be Lois Chimimba, who was cast as Catherine Streeter, who is a fire witch. She is listed as Doctor Who as being her big cast. She's also been in Holby City, Fried, a TV series, BBC Comedy Feeds, The Proposal, which was a short. She was in Peter Pan with the National Theatre, Trust Me, which was a TV series as Karen, and a few more. So lots of experience in all these actors. The next actress we have is Amy McAllister, who will be playing Marjorie Cooper, who is an Earth Witch. They have her best known as Sister Annunciata in Philomena, but she's also been in The Great Fire in 2014, Witless in 2018, and Miss Scarlet and the Duke, which is currently filming. Milo Tuomi was cast as Pierre. They have him listed as being known for Mother, Father, Son, where he played Shadow Cabinet Member 2. But more recently, he has been Ted in Free Reign, which is a TV series. And before that, he was in several episodes of Safe, which was also a TV series, playing the character of Bobby. And his IMDb also goes back as far as 1983. So plenty of things to get caught up with. They also kind of tongue-in-cheek, not tongue-in-cheek really, but, you know, as an afterthought, kind of reminded everyone that Tom Hughes was cast as Kit Marlowe, who everyone knows is available, who everyone can go and watch in Victoria, starring, which is a BBC show that is airing locally on PBS with Jenna Coleman, and he plays Prince Albert. So those were all the tinier castings that were mentioned. And then we get back to the original three, four. So since I've already mentioned Stephen Cree and his backlog of experience, we're going to move into Sheila Hancock, who was cast as Goody Alsop, which I know is a character that lots of people were very interested in hearing about.
Very excited to see her.
So our Goody Alsop, Sheila Hancock, has been, they listed her as being in Doctor Who, which she was, but she's also been in a lot of things since that. So most recently she was in Delicious, which was a TV series where she played Mimi Vincent. 2018, she was in The More You Ignore Me, Urban Myths, which was a TV series. She was in a one-off of that, and many more that go all the way back, sweet Jesus, go all the way back to 1960, y'all. 1960. Next, we're getting close, I promise. I'm going to give you Paul Rees, who was cast as Andrew Hubbard. I'm going to do that one last since I already hit Stephen Cree.
Oh, so, nice.
Hubbard is a big one, but he's not the ginger big one.
Whoa.
He's not.
The ginger. Oh.
No.
I'm like, is he redheaded?
Not the ginger big one. Okay.
Got it. Not the puddle of creepiness.
No. So Paul Rees was cast as Andrew Hubbard. He's most recently been featured in Lore, where he played Philip Smith in the Mary Webster, The Witch of Hadley episode in 2018. He was in Relic, which was a miniseries, where he played Patrick Barker. He was in Turn.
Oh.
The Washington. Yeah, where he played King George III. So that's a big one. If you watched any of Turn, he was there. And he was also in Victoria, where he played Sir John Conroy. Like, he has actively been doing a lot of things recently. So that's good to know. So we have things to look at to make us content while we wait for our season to begin. And last, but obviously not least, because I'm not going to give you more Stephen Cree, because we all know, I feel like if you're a fan of this podcast, you've probably listened to our other podcasts and know where he came from. And that's what I personally would suggest you go and watch, because it's near and dear to my heart. But I've left this one for the last. So this is the grandfather or the big father casting of this season.
He's Big Daddy.
We'll call him Big Daddy. So Big Daddy was cast, and it was one of the first three. And this is the casting of Philippe. And Philippe was cast as James Purefoy. Is that how it's pronounced? I don't know. He has been in lots of things. Most recently, like all the things. And he is a face you would not soon forget. And I feel, to be honest, I feel like Deborah posted maybe half an hour, could have been more than that, before the castings were announced. And she said, you know, once they're announced, it's what it is. I don't want to see anyone complaining about they're not old enough, they're too old, they're this, they're that, we can do that. And I feel like a lot of that for me had to do with this particular casting. And the reason I'm saying that is because they made a choice to make Lindsay Duncan Isabeau. And she is significantly older than James Purefoy, however you pronounce it. And not significantly older than him, but
visually older thus far that we've seen them.
Thank you. That's exactly what I meant. They are visually not the same. So when you're reading the books, they describe Isabeau as being very youthful and young, and they cast her older because Lindsay Duncan is amazing and can do all the things. However, my concern is that I've made a lot of allowances personally for the character of Isabeau, where I was like, maybe the death of Philippe pre-aged her. Like maybe as a character, like she but the stress of Philippe's death caused her as a vampire to age, which isn't supposed to be a thing. But those are all the things that kind of made okay in my brain. But if they've cast this particular actor who is visually more youthful than Lindsay Duncan, I don't know what that means. Does that mean that they make her look younger, or they make him as a character to be, make him older looking all the way through? Or is that something that they choose to, you know, jump on board with my thinking, which is the death of Philippe aged her? So they either try to make her look younger or him look older. I don't know. We'll have to just all wait and see.
I look forward to it. And that part, not to poo-poo anything you said, because who knows, but it doesn't matter to me what they end up doing. I'm not even necessarily that curious. I agree that it's definitely something visually different. But that man, oh, baby, that man. And yeah, Philippe. So now I know how to focus mentally my Philippe energy, or not Philippe energy, my energy toward Philippe when I'm thinking
about
him.
How are you going to do that? Tell me about your Philippe energy. What are you going to do with that?
No, that's all I said. So yeah, so Philippe, woohoo! We got a really nice. I mean, because everyone we got is like so amazing, and of course, Galaglass. I think honestly, because as Summer said, and I don't disagree, the Philippe, the Andrew, I forget the last name, Father Hubbard, the Jack. A lot of the big names, the Galaglass, like those are the names that we know because they're slightly bigger, if not much bigger characters than some of the lesser known ones or smaller FaceTime ones. So yeah, I definitely could not tell you for every single one who they were and where they showed up, et cetera, and what their interactions were. However, whether it was something I recognized right off the bat or didn't, I gotta say, my biggest surprise is Galaglass. It was not on my radar.
No, but the thing that's so funny to me is that I feel like at some point, just because of the sheer population of the UK, at some point,
or at least of
there
Scotland,
was going to be, yeah, there was going to be an overlap between our two series.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah,
it wouldn't surprise me. I just never anticipated that was where it was going to be. But yeah, I'm 100% on board with it.
whoever they got obviously would have been the right choice, right? Because they're not going to make mistakes. They're going to get the best person that they can find. But I will say, even though I know there are Americans, English people, Welsh people, Irish people, Australia, whatever, there are people of all, even non-native English speakers, who could probably do, especially if they're trained, etc., a kick-ass Scottish accent better than me, better than a lot of people. I just have to say that whoever was cast, which we know was Stephen Curry, but whoever was cast, I thank the baby Jesus that he was a Scot.
Good grief.
That's all.
It's like, and so the main castings we don't have as of yet that people are still talking about, and the main one I saw today was Mary Sydney. And it hasn't been announced yet. And when it is, I promise you, we'll all know. But I just literally felt like today I could not even. There were so many more. That I was like, what is happening? Like,
it was a little confusing. At one point, like, wait, are they just...
There's vomit. And it's, I mean, just vomiting.
Exactly. I was about to say, I don't mean it negatively, but it was like vomit.
Yeah. No. And at one point, Deb was like, she posted on Twitter. She was like, tap, tap. Hey, is everyone okay? Is everyone, you know, how's everyone doing? And I responded to her and I was like, I mean, I feel like we've all been asking you repeatedly about casting announcements, but, and then I had the gif of Christ, Marcus. And so, I mean, that's how I felt about it. I was like, Jesus Christ, Marcus. Like, I get it. We've all been asking for so long, but this was like,
holy heck.
All we wanted was like one or two just to get us.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Just to like baby step us until the premiere. But that was not what happened today. So I don't know if today was somebody special in the cast and or production's birthday, but I feel like we all benefited from it.
Absolutely. And we want to hear from you guys. Who was your favorite casting? Who was their most surprising? Who do you think, and this is not fan casting, this is just because she hasn't been announced yet, although she may or may not have been cast. What are you thinking about Mary Sydney? What do you think? Send us an email, hello@allsoulspod.com. Join our Facebook community, allsoulspod.com/group. Find us on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook at Outlander Pod. So thank you, Summer, for doing all the rundown.
You're welcome.
I think that's the most Summer has ever spoken on any episode we've ever done, and the least I've spoken. So thank you guys always so much for listening. We will have this up. We'll have this up the same night. This is the first ever as well, I think, maybe, at least for this podcast. We'll have this up tonight before I go to bed. Have a good night, you guys, and carry on.